Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. It is going to be clouds and sun. We'll have a high near 80. Kenosha right now, 66 degrees. It is 60 in Burlington. Milwaukee, 65, 64 in Racine. Racine police now investigating a homicide after the recent passing of a 36-year-old man from the gunshot wounds he suffered last week in the 1600 block of Holmes Avenue. While the ongoing investigation continues, police not saying anything more about what happened, asking still the public, though, for help directly into the police department or anonymously through Crime Stoppers of Racine County. Officers discovering Jose Torres lying in the street September the 14th, several gunshot wounds. A prayer vigil, meanwhile, scheduled by the Racine Interfaith Coalition, 6:30 this Sunday evening at 16th and Holmes. Kenosha County Sheriff's Department says Twin Lakes resident Elizabeth Cooper was arrested for first-degree reckless homicide, possessing heroin, and possession of drug paraphernalia. This in reference to the July 18th overdose death of Salem resident Christopher Stachura, his body found in his garage on 277th Avenue. The investigation revealed what a news release says was evidence, including phone records, that connected Cooper to the death. Kenosha County Medical Examiner's Office making positive ID on that body found last Friday morning in a truck fire in a town of Wheatland in a business parking lot. Dental records needed to show the victim was 64-year-old Paul Hoffman, a resident of Water's Edge Circle in Burlington. He was employed by Best Bargains, the store at which the truck was parked. Circumstances under which he died in that parking lot still under investigation at this point. Sergeant Eric Klinkhammer says, though, Hoffman died as a result of burns and smoke inhalation. The truck engulfed in flames when first responders got there. It was followed by rescue attempts by some of the bystanders. Racine's Finance or Racine County's Finance and Human Resources Committee supporting a 3-year contract renewal for the Sheriff's Department with Clear Government Investigations. This is for a computer-based program providing background information regarding investigative work that the Sheriff's Department does.
It provides a host of information that otherwise wouldn't be accessible to the Criminal Investigations Bureau. It's most useful in time-sensitive critical investigations in order to identify things such as properties associated with individuals, vehicles, license plates, court records, watercraft phone numbers, any substantial information that would help us to identify either suspect witnesses or people involved in criminal activity.
Lieutenant Dan Adams says the contract with their current vendor is up soon, and there is a cost restructuring by the company, which means it will cost a little bit more. He indicated comparison shopping led right back to the Clear Company's proposal, taking everything into account.
Looking at all of that, we decided this is probably one of the least expensive ways to go. We're familiar with this. It doesn't require a lot related to a training curve or getting our people up to speed, and it's provided the service that we've needed up to this point. And like I said, we haven't utilized the web analytics extensively in the past, so that's why we made that decision.
The request to continue the contract unanimously supported, sending the committee's recommendation to the full county board next week. Kenosha's Police and Fire Commission has a special meeting this morning. It's for assessment center proceedings related to the fire chief candidates. During their meeting on Tuesday, the panel was told 3 of the 4 candidates recently interviewed were recommended for the assessment proceedings. They may last until early this afternoon. They're to include a situational response exercise, a personnel issue, and a verbal presentation. The assessment panel will then compare notes and reports going into the commission no later than a week from today. It's been a year since Marquette University set up its own fully commissioned police force. It's led to the campus and the surrounding neighborhood becoming a little bit safer, at least based on the numbers. Chief Paul Mascari says having its own police force has been a really big plus for the university.
We can handle things from beginning to end. We're able to make arrests now. We can process those on campus, rather than having to call the Milwaukee Police Department.
Number of batteries and assaults went down more than 60%, an almost 50% drop in robberies, 25% decline in burglaries. Marquette students saying the increased police presence also makes them feel just a little bit safer. Credit card skimming devices found at 3 Kenosha bank locations recently. 2 suspects shown on surveillance video installing them. The locations, the North Shore Bank on Green Bay Road, a pair of TrueStone Financial Credit Unions, one on Green Bay Road, the other on 30th Avenue. Just when those devices were being installed is not being made public by the police department, but Kenosha police do indicate the suspects also put a camera on each machine to observe customers inputting their PIN numbers. Offenders observed on the video with a Mercedes SUV having Indiana license plates. The Evenflo Child Car Seat Company recalling nearly 30,000 combination booster seats because, well, the kids can loosen up the harness without an adult's knowledge. More on this from Bill Michaels.
The recall covers certain Evolve 3-in-1 seats. Government documents say that if the harness is loose, it could increase the risk of injury in a crash. Evenflo says there have been no reports of injuries, but the company has received 27 complaints that children have been able to loosen the harness. The Ohio company will notify registered owners and provide a remedy kit at no cost. I'm Bill Michaels.
And Bicycle Magazine says Chicago is the best city in America when it comes to cycling. Madison and Milwaukee, though, make the top 50. After Chicago, you've got San Francisco, Portland, Maine, New York, and Seattle to round out the top five. Madison showing up 16th on the list. The League of American Bicyclists upgrading the community to platinum status last year, the organization's highest community ranking, but Bicycle Magazine says Madison still lacks much of the progressive and modern infrastructure, statistically, that is, that's proven to make bicycle riders safer. And Milwaukee is 46th on the list. But the publication says the city has fallen off the pace when it comes to quality and the amount of bicycle infrastructure, comparing it to surrounding suburbs like Wauwatosa. New numbers out from the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development showing the unemployment rate in Racine falling 0.4% from July to August, down to 6.7%. WRJN's Janet Hoff with that and the rest of the numbers.
It's still the highest in the state. Milwaukee's rate was second at 6.3%, down 0.1% from July. Kenosha County's 5.3% at fourth highest was down 0.3%. The August jobless rate in Mount Pleasant was 5.2%. It was 4.6% in Caledonia, both unchanged from the month before, and it was 3.7% in Oak Creek, down 0.2%. The jobless rate in Racine County was 5.3%, and it was 4.8% in Kenosha County, both down 0.2% from July. The August unemployment rates in all area municipalities were lower or equal to the rates of a year ago, except in Mount Pleasant, with a 0.5% increase over the same month last year. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
From Madison comes word the state legislative audit committee has approved an audit of the state veterans home at King, something Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary John Skokos welcomes.
We've done a great job. Our team, our employees. It's saddened to see some of the things that are in the media, the allegations, but we're driving on. That's what we get paid to do, and we'll work through this like anything else. If there's things that need to be tuned up, we'll tune them up.
A Capital Times report last month highlighted concerns about medical care, staffing, and other issues at King, which is the largest of the state's veterans' homes. Got an energy-efficient TV? Might not be as energy-efficient as you might think, according to this report from John Stolness.
According to a new study done by the environmental group Natural Resources Defense Council, TVs made last year and this year by three manufacturers, Samsung, LG, and Vizio, eat up twice as much energy as they advertise. The group said the TV sets do perform well, but that it looks like the manufacturers modified their designs in order to take advantage of testing procedures by the Department of Energy. And because of the ratings given by the Energy Department, those TVs may get better Energy Guide scores. The NRDC is calling for the government to update the tests and get rid of any loopholes. I'm John Stolness.
The Racine Zoo to be celebrating World Rhino Day on Saturday. It's to raise funds and awareness of the critically endangered animal with a number of events. Zoo's kicking off the day at 9 a.m. with the Alliance of the Great Lakes Adopt-a-Beach program for a cleanup at North Beach. Everybody who volunteers to get free admission to the zoo for the day. When the gates open at 9 a.m., there will be activities to honor the zoo's two eastern black rhinos, Timu and Kianga. There will be a scavenger hunt, a snacktivity, face painting, and more. News release indicates rhino conservation is a major initiative for the Racine Zoo. Oh, and by the way, today starts with it still being summer. By the time the sun goes down tonight, it's going to be fall. Not that the leaves on the ground weren't a giveaway. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.